What is the easiest way to grow an existing business? How does a small business stand out in a crowded market? Why are most small business loan requests declined? Welcome to this week's edition of Questions Entrepreneurs Ask on Dylan's Podcast. I'm Dylan. This is my podcast. Thanks for downloading it and for tuning in. Hopefully you find some value here in the next couple of minutes as I attempt to talk through the answers to some questions that have either been asked directly to me or that I have found on Quora, where I track a variety of topics and try to see where some of the questions overlap with some of the situations that I'm involved with so that I can give you practical advice that you could immediately use after listening to this most amazing podcast. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for letting me ramble on as I do and wax philosophically on things that I like to think I know a little bit about. And even if I don't, the things that I share, I hope either put a stone in your shoe or give you a measure of inspiration to help you get through the day, because I know that being an entrepreneur can be very lonely and it can be difficult to talk about certain things that maybe you don't even know what the topics are. You just know that there's help that you need. You're not really sure what form it takes. And so this podcast is my way of trying to help you a little bit with that. So as always, I appreciate so much the comments that I get. I do laugh at some of them because some of the listeners I know very well, and always brings a smile to my face when I get a text message from someone that has listened to an episode, gives me a bunch of emojis, and it's really great. Does wonders for my ego. So those of you that are doing that, you know who you are. Keep it up. I appreciate it. Let's get into this week's episode with the very first question. What is the easiest way to grow an existing business? Probably lots of different answers to this question. I happen to pick this one because I am in the middle of working with an accounting firm right now that happens to be sitting on a gold mine as far as I'm concerned. They have hundreds of clients, and they have pretty decent average revenue per client. But our conversations in the last couple of weeks have taken us down this path of trying to figure out how do we do more with what we have. And the exercise that I've taken the business through is to look at the last couple of years worth of activity and revenue. And they're an accounting firm, so they've got lots of detail, lots of information, and everything lines up in a straight line. And so what we've been able to do is we've been able to take their entire portfolio of business and map it out across their entire portfolio of services. And so they have a portfolio of clients, they have a portfolio of services. And then what we've been able to do is we've been able to say, okay, it kind of looks like there's a whole mishmash of stuff going on here. You've got certain clients that fit in kind of this bucket, certain clients that fit in this bucket. You've got certain clients that fit in this bucket. You've got certain clients that kind of come to you a certain way and they go down this path. And you've got other clients that are referred to you and they kind of go down this path. And so really what we've been doing is we've just been trying to put some edges around the most profitable clients and the clients that the business enjoys working with the most. And so when I saw this question pop up, I thought, very appropriate, because I happen to be right in the middle of trying to figure this out right now. And so for me, the easiest way to grow an existing business is to look at your existing customer base and to say to yourself, or to your management team, or to the folks that are in charge, how can we do more with what we have? We have clients right now that have paid us to deliver the product or service that our business has, and what are kind of some natural segues into other offers that we could present to them? In the case of an accounting firm, it's pretty straightforward. You've got your bookkeeping. Bookkeeping generally leads to some payroll services. Payroll services generally lead to T4s and sort of year-end tax stuff for the business. But it can also lead to some some consulting work and some sort of Q&A or some sessions where, as the accounting firm, you can sit with your client and provide them answers to their questions. And the management team at these clients would be happy to ask these questions and get the answers, and you can charge for it. So no matter your business, if customers are using you, there's always an opportunity to understand why they're using you. And I think the big misconception that exists for entrepreneurs is that they think that a customer is using them because of the product or service that they provide. And I just simply don't believe that. What I fundamentally believe is that the product or service that the business provides is the opening for a conversation or for an experience, but ultimately a customer will utilize the services of a business because it solves a problem for them. And many entrepreneurs don't always think of their business in that context. They tend to think of their business as, this is the product, this is the service we provide, we try to do it at a good price, and we try to make sure it's high quality. But if you dig down deep enough and you spend enough time thinking through it, what you discover is that customers use your business because of the experience that they get while you are solving the problem that they have. That equals value, and people will pay more for more valuable experiences and will pay less for less valuable experiences. And so the easiest way to grow an existing business is to really understand what is the exact solution or what is the exact problem that you are solving for your customers, or what solution are you providing to them, however you hear that question. And if it relates to your product or your service, then you're not thinking hard enough, because there's something else going on in the background that if you could get your hands on it, you may be surprised at the other opportunities that tend to open up. With this accounting firm, yes, there's a bookkeeping service, yes, there's a payroll service, and yes, there is a year-end tax form service that the client is actually paying for. But the truth is, by going to that client base and doing a Q&A session with them, just as an example, by using those three services, bookkeeping, payroll, and year-end tax work, there's a whole bunch of problems that solutions could be identified for and presented to the business that they would be prepared to pay for. And so even if you're not an accounting firm, the same concept will apply to your business. You may think it's the product or service that your business is delivering, but the truth is you're actually solving a problem for your customers or your clients, and you simply have to think through and sometimes strain through what is the actual problem that we're solving. Fundamentally, are we giving people back their time? Are we giving them an experience in something that generally doesn't have a great experience, and so that's why they use us? But you've really got to dig down through the layers and figure out what is the solution that we are bringing to our clients. So I could keep talking about this because, again, my head's kind of in it, but hopefully you get the idea that the easiest way to grow an existing business is to look at your customer base and understand the problem that you're solving for them, and then look for the other problems that go along with that problem as a means to do that. And I feel like I should keep giving some more examples. But if you want some more examples, send me a text. I'll be happy to shoot some back to you. All right, the second question. How does a small business stand out in a crowded market? Again, kind of fits with the first question a little bit in terms of understanding the problem that your business is solving, because how you stand out in a crowded market is you simply deliver a better experience to the marketplace than your competitors. If you can deliver a better experience to the marketplace for the solution that you provide to the marketplace, then your customers will pay more for that experience. And if experience sounds like a little mystical, or it doesn't sound like something that's concrete, I would encourage you to read, and maybe I'll put it in the podcast notes, but Airbnb did a really good example that I think a lot of businesses have emulated in trying to answer what that experience question is. And the thinking kind of goes a little something like this. If you needed to rent a room, you could go online, search the city, find a room, book the room, and that might be the equivalent of, like, I don't know, a 3 out of 5 star experience. A 5 out of 5 star experience might be that when you hit the website, Airbnb, the website already knows where you are, and they simply present you immediately with either a bunch of locations where you are, or if you have picked the city or the location that you're going to, they would ask you some interesting questions that would filter down a list for you instead of just presenting you with all of the properties that you can filter and sort either by cheapest and most expensive. And then just to quickly kind of jump to the punchline, a 100-star experience might be that you jump into the website, a live chat agent already knows where you are, asks you a question about where you want to go. They present to you the top three choices. You pick one of the choices. They end up arranging for a car service to pick you up at your house. You fly on a private jet. When the jet lands in your location, they roll out a red carpet. When they're rolling out the red carpet, there's people waiting with roses and chocolates, and they put you in a car and they bring you to the room. Once you get into the room, they've already got your wardrobe ready for you, and hopefully you get the point. The point is that there's always an opportunity to provide your customers with a better experience. If you are in a crowded marketplace, the way to stand out is to be the best provider of that experience in the marketplace for the customers that are paying for the product or the service that your business offers. If you can deliver a better experience, it will be more valuable. If it's more valuable, people will pay more for it. And that's how you stand out in a crowded marketplace. Aside from being best in market, you might be in a marketplace where you kind of think you are the best. And guess what? Kind of everyone else thinks they're the best. So instead of, thinking you're the best is completely subjective, whereas being able to articulate an experience that you can measurably improve over time will give you a very specific mechanism for being able to justify why you're the best in the marketplace. And it will not only be based on customer reviews and some of the feedback loop, but more importantly, it will be based on the fact that customers will say, and I've said this all the time, but one of the measurements are, even if you don't need X, you got to use this company and just check out how they do what they do. In fact, I was listening to a Tom Ferriss podcast today, and he mentioned this same sort of concept. He was reading an advertisement for one of the sponsors of his podcast, and he basically took a little 90-degree turn and said, hey, by the way, just go to their website. You just got to see how they onboard you as a client. Because if you're in the business and the service that you deliver gets delivered through a website, you got to see how these guys do it because it's amazing. You as an entrepreneur, you want to hear the same thing coming back from your customers. If you're in a crowded marketplace and you want to know how to stand out, deliver a better experience. How do you know if you're providing a better experience? Because the marketplace will say you just need to use this company because what they do is amazing. And that's how you do it. That's one of the ways. There's probably like hundreds of ways to do it. But this is the one that comes top of mind for me right now. Because as a reminder, if you've listened to this podcast for a little bit, I don't come up with these answers pre-planned. I take these questions and I try to answer them on the fly, partly because I got to get a benefit out of this podcast and it helps me to think on my feet. But you also kind of get the most immediate answer that's top of mind for me, which is usually the most correct response. When you catch someone off guard and they give you an answer, that's usually the most honest answer that you're ever going to get. And so in this particular case, that's what stands out for me. How does a small business stand out in a crowded market? Simply be the best experience provider for customers for the product or the service or the solution that you're providing. That'll create value. That value means people will pay more for it. And of course, you also get the benefit of standing out. So hopefully you find that helpful. The last question in this week's episode of Questions Entrepreneurs Ask on Dylan's podcast is, why are most small business loan requests declined? It kind of occurred to me as I jotted this question down that on first blush, it may not even seem like it fits the first two questions. But then as I got thinking about it, I think it kind of does, because the fundamental reason why most small business loan requests are declined is because there's a natural, I'll just call it language barrier, between an entrepreneur and a banker. Banker speaks Bankanese, entrepreneurs speak entrepreneurese, and neither of them actually know what the other person is saying. And so they attempt to have conversation through an inbox, somewhat through a fax machine, as financial statements and applications and due diligence checklist items are sent back and forth. And instead of just having a conversation, they try to like go back and forth through an inbox to see if they can put all these pieces together. But fundamentally, an entrepreneur cannot tell a banker the things that the banker wants to know, and the banker can't articulate to the entrepreneur why they need to know the things they need to know. And they start throwing out terms that the entrepreneur doesn't understand. The entrepreneur begins to provide details that the banker could care less about. That usually happens along the lines of, we are just so confident our business is going to be awesome that we can't believe you don't want to give us money. Isn't it obvious we're awesome? And the banker says, I didn't hear anything you just said except blah, 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 blah. What I'm looking for is, does your balance sheet support the loan request? Does your profit and loss statement show us that your margins are good enough to repay this loan in the term that you're looking for? So there's just this natural disconnect. Now, where I tie this into my first two questions was, if you're able to understand how your business solves a problem for its customers specifically, then you're able to talk about your business in a way that a banker will have an easier time understanding. So if you give a banker some projections and those projections seem pretty optimistic and the banker's having a hard time saying, well, your history doesn't look like your future based on what you've shown us, why is that? And you can articulate to the banker those things about your business that help explain where your optimism comes from. Your optimism should come from your understanding of the solution or the problem that you're solving for customers, and more importantly, why they're prepared to pay for it according to the projections that you've put down compared to, say, what you've done in the history or compared to the other marketplace. So it comes down to understanding your business. Understanding your business in a way that a banker can get their head around kind of the basic concepts. Entrepreneurs tend to get stuck showing off their product expertise, or they tend to show off the story of their business instead of actually kind of getting down to the brass tacks of the whole thing and saying, you know, this is the product, this is our solution, and if you want, we can spend some time talking about that, but here's the problem that we solve. And people are prepared to pay X to have that problem solved. Because our business delivers a better experience in how we solve that problem, people are prepared to pay us more than anyone else. And our projections are based on being able to go and find more customers that will pay for the solution that we provide. And those projections also show you how much money is left over after we provide that experience once we've covered our costs. And if you were Mr. Banker or Mrs. Banker, if you were to give us money, here is how we would use it to do a better job of delivering the solution to our customers. We would either repay other debt that's more expensive, we would invest in a new location, we would freshen up the location that we have, we would buy inventory, we would buy equipment, but we would be doing all of those things because it would help us solve more problems for more customers, which would create more revenue. And because our business does it better than anybody else, people will pay us a little bit more for that, which means our margins are going to be better, which means that this is the amount of time it's going to take us to repay you. If you can talk like that, not only will you satisfy bankers, you'll stand out in a crowded marketplace, per the previous question, and you're going to already have thought through how to grow your business based on the first question that I answered in this episode. So how's that for trying to tie together what appeared to be unrelated questions? Marketing and finance, boom. Pulled them together for you. Hopefully you can see the connection. And if you can't, hey, I gave it a shot. But if you can, maybe you can share with me some of your own thoughts on what you've recognized as some of the easiest ways to grow your business, how you've made your business stand out in a marketplace, and what you've learned about trying to get financing from bankers and where your biggest point of frustration has been, and whether or not what I've shared resonates with you and maybe has given you a different way to approach a need for financing that your business might have right now. So That's all I got for you today on this episode of Dylan's Podcast. So thank you very much for tuning in. I hope that you subscribe. I hope that you rate this. It does wonders for my ego, but more importantly than that, it gets this content in front of other people. Those other people might include entrepreneurs that are looking for someone to challenge their thinking or to encourage them or inspire them to maybe revisit something that they're having a hard time with. So thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.